Hi. It is that time of the month where I just ramble and tell you everything that I've been up to, recap some stuff. And as always, I've just got some little notes scribbled down. So this really is going to be a ramble, which I guess it's supposed to be. Ugh, why am I so awkward? I'm not going to stop this though, because I'm at like, what am I at? 8 minutes and 39 seconds. That's how long it's taken me to start this. Just because there's so much noise around me and gosh, I don't know what it is today. I'm just, yeah, struggling to get started. So let's just start now. So before I say anything else or talk about anything, I am a really big believer in if you are feeling, if you're thinking about somebody or if you're feeling a certain way, that you should talk about it or tell them or just get it out into the world. So I, as always, am feeling so super grateful to everybody here in this community. This month has been crazy for me. I'm not quite sure how to explain it. I'm just so happy and yeah, I'm just feeling really, really good about like audio work and just everything in general. And that's largely to do with you guys. So yeah, I'm really, really grateful. And I just wanted to start this audio by saying thank you for everything that you do. It's very, very much appreciated. And I just couldn't wish for anything better. So yeah, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to try and do this month chronologically. I do try to do it chronologically, but by the time we get to the end of the month, I just kind of forget what's happened because my memory is awful. So yeah, at the start of May, I had a huge influx of patrons. I finally plucked up the courage to do a YouTube preview, which I don't know why. I don't know why I was so worried about it. I guess it's because I just feel like I'm just shoving it in people's faces, which I hate doing. But at the same time, I've had a few conversations over the last few months that have just made me realize that if I'm not putting myself out there and letting people know that I do have Patreon, then you know, I'm not really giving myself a chance. So that's what I did. And yeah, May has actually been the biggest influx of patrons for me ever. Like, I've pretty much doubled the amount of patrons that I had. And yeah, I don't really have any words for it. I'm amazed. I'm shocked. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just, yeah, I don't even know. it's just so incredible. So, yeah, I don't have the words. I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful. I feel so lucky. And yeah, I'm really glad that I did push myself to do that. So I will continue to do that every few weeks or so just to show people what I can offer on Patreon. And yeah, just I wish you could see my face right now. I just have the biggest smile thinking about this month and reliving all of those big milestones that I've hit. Insane, insane is all I can say. I'm gonna stop gushing now. yeah, so Patreon has completely taken off this month, and it's quite fitting really as well, since this month marks a whole year of being on Patreon, which again is crazy. I remember setting it up. I was in the living room of my old place, and it was the day before my sister's birthday. I was so nervous, and I just thought, you know what, I'm just gonna do it and see what happens. Expecting to get a maximum of like 50 patrons ever. Yeah, it was just a whirlwind, honestly. This whole year has been so much fun. And I've learned so much, and we have this incredible community full of like-minded people who are just so kind and supportive, loving, and it just makes my heart so happy. It really does. The community, this community is probably one of my favorite things about this whole journey. And yeah, that's on you guys. I don't control you. You are who you are, and you're what makes all of this so amazing. I just love you all so much. What happened next? Oh, I got sick again. Surprise, surprise. My sinuses again. But this time, good news is that I finally got a referral. So I'm just waiting for that letter to come through and for me to get an appointment. It was not nice. I had my second vaccine towards the beginning of the month, and it just set off everything again. I have such a sensitive, I guess, respiratory system, and like sinuses and all that kind of stuff. And it only takes one little thing, like the vaccine, to set everything off again. I don't know if you'll be bothered, but I'm going to try and remember from the start. So I went in and I had my vaccine, and I didn't cry this time. I did cry on the way into my first one because I was just so nervous and scared. And I think it's just being by myself in this big vaccine center, and it's all just weird, isn't it? But don't let that put you off if you're about to get your vaccine. It was so fine. The first pharmacist who gave me my injection was super good, and then the second one, my arm felt like a dartboard. I literally watched him kind of like go backwards and forwards with this needle until he'd found the perfect spot, and then he just like popped into my arm, held it there for 2 seconds, and then he pushed like the plunger in, and it was just a bit awkward, and it did hurt a little. So that happened, and that was fine. Came home, my arm was sore, and then I woke up the next morning feeling just really flurry, like headache and achy muscles and things like that. Nothing to do with my sinuses at that point. I was just feeling under the weather. So then I had the next day off because don't ever try and teach in a classroom of like 30 children with a banging headache and flurry symptoms, because it just doesn't work. I took the day off, and then I went back in on the Friday, and I just didn't feel right. Something didn't feel right to me, like in my head, and I could feel it in my throat a little bit. I just didn't feel well. Cut to Saturday and Sunday, I'm just on the sofa with my blankets and my pillow, just so wiped out. The whole weekend I was just so poorly with my sinuses, turned into a full-on infection. But then I went in on Monday because I have a trainee teacher that I'm mentoring, so she's in my class, and I didn't want her to be on her own for her first day. So I did go in. I was feeling a bit better from like compared to the weekend, and that was okay. I still felt quite poorly. And then I went in on the Tuesday, and it was actually my head teacher that said to me, "You look really ill." And she sorted me cover for the next day. So I had the day off, and it turns out that I developed a chest infection at the same time. So if my voice sounded really raspy, and if it still sounds a bit off now, it's because I'm still having sinus trouble and I am on the back end of a chest infection, which was just brilliant. That's the extent of it, really. I was just really poorly for a couple of weeks. And what's annoying is that to do this work that I love, I need my voice, and there was just nothing I could do about it. It was just so, I was just having to like cough every 2 seconds, and it wasn't working. I was getting frustrated, and I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to get better. and you guys are so lovely and you put up with me. So thank you for being patient and understanding. It means a lot to somebody like me who just panics and worries. So yeah, thank you. Anyway, like I said, I have been referred, so hopefully I'll see a specialist at some point in the next however many weeks. Yeah, we'll see. I'll keep you updated on that and we'll just see what happens. But I'm not going to talk about being sick anymore. Next thing that happened was I collabed with Endearing Audio, which was really, really fun. We've been talking about collaborating for ages, and we were supposed to collab around Christmas time, like New Year's Eve kind of time, and then stuff happened and it fell through. But yeah, it was super fun to pick it back up and to work with Erin. She's super sweet and she's super lovely. I loved it all, and it's really opened my eyes to how much I've enjoyed collaborating with somebody else. So there'll probably be another collaboration or two in the future, maybe. My sister had her birthday this week. She turned 16, which I still can't get my head around, because I honestly just see her as a six-year-old still. Just to say here as well, I know that I've had a lot of new people join Patreon or join the community. And I don't talk about it a lot, but just so that makes sense, because it's so random to say that my sister had her birthday. I look after my sister. I did foster her back in 2019, and then I'm her legal guardian now. So yeah, birthdays are my responsibility. But yeah, like I said, I just see her as 6 years old, and it's really weird because we were apart for 8 years, and she was in foster care. And yeah, I don't know what happened, but like my brain, it's just skipped all of those years that she spent growing up in that time. So when I think about her, I just think of the six-year-old version, which I know is really weird because I live with her, and when I think about her, I should see that version. But yeah, it's just crazy. I can't believe she's 16. It makes me feel so old. But she had a lovely day, I think. She did have to go to school, and then afterwards we went out for food, which was the first time we've been out for food for like a year or so, with coronavirus and things. So that was really lovely, and we got to see our other sister as well. We had so much fun that we forgot to celebrate with her caterpillar cake. Me and my siblings all would have a caterpillar cake growing up, and I was really excited to keep the tradition alive for like the third year in a row now that she's been back. And yeah, I just completely forgot. I think it's in the boot of my car still. I hope it isn't melted. Oh God. Oh well, melted caterpillar cake for dessert tonight. It sounds pretty good. Oh gosh, I can feel my throat and my voice going again. This is what happens when I have to talk for a long time. I can't ramble anymore. All right, the last point that I've written down in big letters is I've learned how to rest. So I did plan on getting my monthly ramble and my Q&A and an audio done yesterday, but I woke up and I was just so exhausted. I was really tired on Friday night, and yeah, yesterday I kind of felt like I needed to rest. I needed one more day just to reset after a whole week of hectic school. Because they always are. The last week, they're so grumpy and ready to just take a break. So that's what I did. And my version of resting was not just like sitting down like I probably should have and letting my body rest a bit more. I went to Birmingham. I feel like my Brummie accent slipped out a bit then. Birmingham. So I went to Birmingham, and instead of resting, like, letting my body rest like I should have, maybe, I did a little bit of retail therapy, which I love to do. I just never have the means to do it. But this month, I think I was really overcautious and oversaved for my sister's birthday. And actually, when we went out to eat, it wasn't as expensive as I thought it would be. We managed to get this discount code because the waitress was so lovely and patient. She told us to download like the app and told us how to get this discount code, which was amazing. And so yeah, I was just so happy I could just go and get stuff that I needed and things that I wanted. And yeah, so I ended up spending quite a bit of money on food yesterday, which is not really normally like me, but I just went a bit wild yesterday. There's nobody there to stop me, so I'll like list off everything that I got yesterday. I got, for the first time in a while, maybe like a year or something, I got something called a brekkie blast. What would you call it? Like, not a shop, but like a stand where they do juices and smoothies called Fuel. And they do this amazing, amazing drink called Brekkie Blast. And it's natural frozen yogurt and granola, honey, strawberries, banana. What else is there? I think that's it actually. And they blend it all up and it is just, oh my God, I need one right now. It's so good. And so I had one of those, which was, I was just walking around with the biggest smile on my face, just sipping it and having a great time. And then I went down to the bottom floor and I think I was going to go and just have a look at the Disney shop, because I can't not look at the Disney shop when I go. They always have something new or quirky, or I like collecting the different pens and notepads and stuff because, yes, I am still a child. And while I was down there, there's a pretzel stand, and I've never actually bought one from there. I'll tell you what I have done. I've walked past on my way into the Disney shop, and they were, before coronavirus, giving out samples of this, oh, it's like sugar cinnamon pretzel. It is to die for. It's incredible. And I just saw it and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go and get one. I don't know what was the matter with me yesterday. So I went up and I said, like, I asked for the sugar and the cinnamon one, and she said, oh, if you like that one, you'll probably like the vanilla and sugar one. And I was like, really? Okay, then I'll have one of those as well then. So I just walked away with these pretzels. I've still got my brekkie blast and I'm just like buzzing. This is the best day. And then where did I go? Do you know what? I think I only bought 3 things. And I thought I bought a lot. So I'm walking back towards Selfridges because I have to walk through there to get to the car park. And on the bottom floor, there's a bakery. Ever since a teenager, I have walked past that bakery and just thought, man, I wish that I could buy something. It all looks so pretty. There's so many different things to choose from. And I don't know why. I just stopped and I just kept looking. And then the lady said, can I help you? And normally I'd be like, oh no, I'm just looking, thank you. But I was like, yes, can I have a brownie please? And I didn't buy one, I didn't buy two, I bought 3, to be fair. I am going to share them with my sister. But yeah, I bought a Jemmy Dodger Blondie, which is really, really good. I've had some of that. A Nutella Blondie, which is okay. And a Terry's Chocolate Orange Brownie Slice, which I haven't tried yet. So I'm really excited about that. That was like my mini food haul. I thought there was a bit more. I'm sure there is somewhere. I'm just trying to think. I didn't get bubble tea yesterday. Which again is not like me. I don't know what happened to me yesterday. No audio work on a Saturday and no bubble tea when I go to Birmingham. I don't know. Who's this? So yeah, I rested and I got some good food. And I just, I had a really nice chill day. And I ended up falling asleep to the Iron Giant for like the millionth time in my life. I woke up at 6:30, the sun was shining, and I just felt so good. I felt so good. I went for a walk, and I had some porridge when I got back, and yeah. I guess what I've learned is you can't underestimate having some time to rest. So if you're really busy right now, just make sure that you take some time, because things are not going to collapse, things are not going to go away or disappear just because you've taken some time to rest. In fact, you'll come back ready to just do even better. So yeah, don't beat yourself up. I have taken this long to learn that. So yeah, that was me basically. And everybody's out today mowing their lawns and their gardens. So I have to wait for a little bit to record my audios, but I will tell you what I've done this morning. So today I should be recording the third part to the vampire series. Once I've got some really quiet time, I wrote the Big Sister Comforts You script this morning. And I also wrote Best Friend Sister Part 4, which went in a slightly spicier direction than I anticipated, and I hope it'll be okay for YouTube. So yeah, that's what I'll be doing later, hopefully. Once I finish this, I'm gonna have a look at your Q&A questions, and I'll answer some of those. So I'm gonna go and do that. Thank you for putting up with my voice. I can't tell you how many coughs I'm gonna have to edit out. I'm still really struggling, to be honest, but it's getting better, and I have a whole week off now, so I'm just going to keep resting and hoping that it gets better. So, have an amazing June, and I hope that you are happy and that everything works out for you. I hope it's a really good month for you, and I will see you back here in a month's time, I guess. Make sure to rest. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.